How can a creditor succeed in an application for the European Account Preservation Order, or EAPO? In order to succeed in an application, a creditor must prove an urgent need of the court's protection. It must be proved that there is a real risk the debtor will conceal or destroy his assets or have them disposed of under value. Once an EAPO is granted, the bank must freeze the account without delay. The court must take a balanced approach before granting an EAPO. The court must consider the debtor's previous history, the relationship between the parties, and the nature of the assets. It would not be sufficient to only show that the debtor is in a poor financial situation. In a situation where an EAPO is being applied for prejudgment, the court may require the creditor provide security as compensation for any damage caused to the debtor from the order. An application for an EAPO is made without notice to the debtor. While the debtor is not made aware of the application, in order to ensure its effectiveness, the debtor may contest the order once it is granted. To safeguard the debtor's right to a fair trial and right to an effective remedy, a copy of the order must be served on the debtor after the implementation of the order. The EAPO affords a further level of protections for creditors and an additional method to recover debts. An EAPO makes it more difficult for a debtor with various bank accounts to conceal assets in another EU member state. The effect of the EAPO is to prevent not only the debtor himself, but any third party authorized by the debtor to make payments through an account from using the funds. The restrictions on the debtor's bank account won't be such that they will be prevented from dispensing ordinary transactions or family obligations. The regulation does not apply to debtors in insolvency proceedings. Although the UK have opted out of the regulation, UK companies may still be subject to an EAPO if they hold bank accounts in participating EU member states and participate in cross-border trade. The order ensures the efficient enforcement of a judgment when the debtor has several accounts in different member states. While national measures to prevent the disappearance of assets exist in all member states, conditions to grant such orders and the effectiveness vary. With Regulation 655/2014, creditors now have an additional and more efficient method with which they are able to recover cross-border debts.